All right, this is part two of planning for that session with the beginner and the intermediate. The beginner only did three string chords, and we only did G and C. I think it'd be easy enough to teach him A minor and E minor, and maybe even D on the top three strings only, okay? And he can use the chord diagrams I gave him in the intro and just look at the top three strings, but I made it even easier by making this document where I wrote out the diagrams using only the top three strings. Then, using those five chords, I came up with six different chord progressions. I could do plenty more, believe me. And Greg is going to have to decipher what key they're in and what he would use for soloing. For example, the G and C, like number one, G and C, look at the diagram and you'll see what I'm talking about. We're in G major, so he could use G major pentatonic. I'm going to have him play along with the chords first and then ask him what key, and then whatever he says, I'll say, okay, try it. And then, you know, like if he's wrong, I'm not going to correct him right away. I'm going to just say, like if he says C major, you know, because it's a 5 to a 1, he's not wrong, really, but it might not sound as good as G pentatonic, because that G chord is first. It has a stronger, it's going to have stronger pull because it's the first chord rather than the other chord. So I think it's a 1 and 4 in the key of G, but he could try C, and if he likes it, that's fine. He can be like that, and then I might say, what about, it could be a 1 and 4, and you could try G. So anyway, that's like that. Next, number two, A minor and G. The key is A minor, so he's going to use A minor pentatonic all up and down the neck. He'll have fun just implementing this. You know, you can let the beginner play, and it can be as slow as you guys want. You play along with them, and Greg's going to have fun playing my A minor pentatonic all up and down the neck. He needs the training. Three, C for three bars and D for one bar. I was going for C Lydian there. So it would be C major pentatonic, and then number four, D, C, G, D. I put the D chord twice so that it would be end up being like D Mixolydian, and so Greg, on this one, he could play D major pentatonic, but he could also play D minor pentatonic. You can play a minor pentatonic over a Mixolydian chord progression easily because it's rock and roll. You introduce a sharp 9 sound, which is very, you know, common. So that's whenever things are Mixolydian, I think they're like open. You can do D major or minor pentatonic, and mixing the two is a great skill that, you know, lots of people's favorite soloists do, and it can't be overemphasized, in my opinion. The importance of that, being able to mix major and minor pentatonic, especially in the same position for each position, you know? All right, next, five. C, D, E minor, E minor. I put the E minor for two bars because I wanted it to be E Aeolian. So the key would be E minor pentatonic. And then number six, A minor, C, D, and G. I was going for like an A minor Dorian thing, and he could play A minor pentatonic. All right, and so that's all that. And then just suppose that this is super easy. Like, this almost never happens. I almost always overplan rather than underplan. But you have to have a plan B in your back pocket as to, oh, well, what if this only takes, you know, half an hour? And then they're like, okay, this was fine. Now that was fun. So what do we do next? So there's other layers, believe me. You could come up with more chord progressions using these same five chords, where the chords switch. Notice, by the way, the chords switch, like in the first two examples, number one and two, it was two bars each. Then in number three, there is, when you switch from D back to C again, that's only one bar change, and it only happens once. And then by number four, the chords are changing every bar, and then it's like that the rest of the thing. So I'm gradually, in fact, I could have switched 5 and 4 based on the harmonic rhythm so that the chords would gradually get, you have to switch more and more often. That was on purpose, okay? And then I started thinking keys, so I got off track on that a little bit. But otherwise, for the most part, it's fine if you see what I mean. Like, gradually the chords switch. So you could easily take that and make six other chord progressions where the chords switch more often. And Greg has to decipher, like when there's more chords going on, there's more to figure out with the theory and what key they're in. And here's another big one that is easy to do if they're in person. And by the way, all the students should buy capos. All the beginners should buy capos. In person, fortunately, this lesson has two people both in person, so I have capos, and I'm going to simply give if I have extra time. If we run through all six here, and we have extra time, and they want more stuff, I'm going to give the beginner a capo, and give him maybe some of these same progressions, but now moved up, one, two, three, etc., four frets, and now we're in a completely different key, and I'll have to rewrite the new key. So I know I don't need to give an example, but I'm going to anyway. If I gave number four to the beginner and I had his capo on fret one, now he's playing E flat, right? Everything's up a whole step. So E flat, D flat, A flat, and E flat to Greg, who is not using a capo. And now he has to figure out what key that's in. That's going to messes with his brain. He's not used to thinking in E flat. And maybe you, the teacher, aren't either. And if you're not, you need to. You need to be equally comfortable in 12 keys. So E flat, A flat. I'm sorry. E flat, D flat, A flat, and E flat is the key of E flat Mixolydian. And you could use E flat Mixolydian. I mean E flat minor pentatonic or E flat major pentatonic. So there's a ton of stuff you can do with two people of completely different skill sets. Hope that helps in your planning in the future. Just consider what would be fun and what will be productive. There's always plenty of solutions.